Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With the struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
I just want to be myself.
I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
If I lose a few fringe people who can't deal with the fact there's other forces in the world, that's okay with me.
Men, we are born into a family. So we're told what our family name is, and then your parents choose a name and they say, your name will be Joel. It means the awesomeness of Yahweh, and you have to live up to that, dude. We're counting on you not to make us look bad. And you're gonna go to Harvard and you're gonna be a doctor. And by the way, you're a Catholic or you're a Jew or you're, you know, whatever you are. It's like, everything are these abstract structures that you're given, and it's supposed to hold you together somehow, and I've just given them up.
When I was, I guess, 15, I was 15 years old, and I was looking for a way into the business.
I want to be the greatest actor that ever lived. Frankly. But I don't need to be. I just really want to be here. That's it.
Because life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. Sometimes I think that's the only thing that's important, really, you know? It's just letting each other know we're here. Reminding each other that we're part of a larger self.
You know what? In order to go forward, I have to let go of what this creation is. Many of the things I do have to do with the disappointment of creating a winning personality in the world. And then eventually, you know, for your own sanity and freedom, letting it go.
I understood suddenly how thought was just an illusory thing, and how thought is responsible for, if not all, most of the suffering we experience.
flying 6,000 miles an hour around the sun, balancing on tectonic plates that are floating on lava, you know, ready for the end times to occur and whatever the hell is going to happen. I'm just great. That's all great.
I've decided to be there. I only act in the movies.
I dropped the whole trying to be something for somebody a long time.
And at a certain point, I realized, hey, wait a second. You know, if it's so easy to lose Jim Carrey, who the hell is Jim Carrey?
So you're just passing
through. We don't matter. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm not looking backward.
Why don't we just...
It was more like you're supposed to say, you know, we're important. And you're supposed to say it's all going to be all right. And you're supposed to say that, you know, whatever you dream can come true. And you're supposed to say all those things. I do believe in manifestation, power of that kind of stuff. But I don't believe that any of it matters. You know, this mattering is to me a human construct born out of a need, the same need as you have to have, you know, deities and things like that. I mean, I believe in an energy of God, energy of, you know, everything is divine. You know, there's just not, there's no thing that isn't divine. Everything is divine, and I'm that. And it doesn't matter to me what's happening. I'm finding that ultimately the freedom from it is something people are kind of hungry for in a way.
Right.
They're like, I don't want to be me either.
Right.
You know, and I go, well, great, because you never have been.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
I believe that I had to become a famous, you know, idea and get all the stuff that people dream about and accomplish a bunch of things.
You know what this means, don't you?
You know, that look like success in order to give up my attachment to those things. Mm. It's been a part of the evolution of ego is to spend your first half of your life acquiring and adding, thinking you can add to yourself. Mm-hmm. And it looks great. I mean, it looks great when you got a cool car and you got nice clothes and, mm-hmm. you know, and you're, and you've done something that people admire, but it can never fulfill you. You can never be happy. You know what I mean? It's not where happiness comes from. And, you know, I dealt with depression, you know, a few years ago, and people still think, well, he's going through, you can tell he's depressed. It's not. I have no depression in my life whatsoever. Literally none. I have sadness and joy and elation and satisfaction and gratitude beyond belief. But all of it is weather. And it just spins around the planet, you know? It doesn't sit on me long enough to kill me. The happy place is realizing that you're everything, you know, and that there's no real you involved in the first place. You know, it's a weird little semantic jump that you make where it sounds like, well, that's totally fucking threatening, man. I can't not be me. I built this construct. And it's just ideas. Right. They're just ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing that separates you from an African American or an African Canadian mm-hmm. is an idea, mm-hmm. you know, and the weather, the adaption to the climate, and whatever it is, I don't believe in any of it. And so the feeling of wholeness is a different feeling than meanness.
I watched the effect of my father's love and humor and how it altered the world around me. And I thought, that's something to do. That's something worth my time. When I was about 28, after a decade as a professional comedian, I realized one night in LA that the purpose of my life had always been to free people from concern, just like my dad. I did something that made people present their best selves to me wherever I go. How will you serve the world? What do they need that your talent can provide? That's all you have to figure out. I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create. We are not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling. That peace that we're after lies somewhere beyond personality, beyond the perception of others, beyond invention and disguise, even beyond effort itself. You can join the game, fight the wars, play with form all you want, but to find real peace, you have to let the armor go. Your need for acceptance can make you invisible in this world. Don't let anything stand in the way of the light that shines through this form. Risk being seen in all of your glory. I've often said that I wished people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. Like many of you, I was concerned about going out into the world and doing something bigger than myself, until someone smarter than myself made me realize that there is nothing bigger than myself. Our eyes are not viewers. They're also projectors that are running a second story over the picture that we see in front of us all the time. Fear is writing that script. And the working title is, I'll Never Be Enough. I'm just making a conscious choice to perceive challenges as something beneficial so that I can deal with them in the most productive way. You'll come up with your own style. That's part of the fun. Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. You will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart. All that will be left of you is what was in your heart. My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love. Relax and dream up a good life.
Liar.
You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here, and the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
you're on a spiritual journey, period. And we're all going to end up in the same place, if there is such a thing.
I used to be a guy who was experiencing the world, and now I feel like the world and the universe experiencing a God.
All we really yearn for is our own absence. I don't want anything. That's the craziest thing, and it's the weirdest thing to say, where I have no ambition. Somewhere in the middle of absolute confusion, absolute disappointment, the fruition of all of my dreams, standing there with everything anybody else had ever dreamed about having, and being unhappy.
You know, it's not Jim Carrey who can walk down the street just doing anything he wants to and get away with it, because nobody knows you. You know, after a while, hopefully it'll be to the point where I can't walk out in the street. Won't that be fun? where it'll be impossible to walk anywhere without being recognized.
You're supposed to say, you know, we're important. Supposed to say, it's all going to be all right. You're supposed to say, whatever you dream can come true. So I do believe in the manifestation, power of that kind of stuff, but I don't believe that any of it matters.
All spirituality is about relieving suffering.
You know, everything is divine. There's no thing that isn't divine. Everything is divine, and I'm that. You go to the office and you put a monkey suit on and you act a certain way and you say a certain thing and you lie through your teeth at times and you do whatever you need to do to look like a winner. And then at some point of your life, you have to go, I don't care what it looks like. And I'm going to face the abyss of not knowing whether that's going to be okay with everybody or not.
The feeling of wholeness is a different feeling than meanness.
I don't exist, so they're all characters that I played. I played the guy that was free from concern so that people who watched me would be free from concern. Just like the movie, they try to drown you in the middle of that abyss. They go, no, be the other guy. You told us you were this guy. You know, no one can live with that forever. They're like, I don't want to be me either, you know? And I go, well, look great, because you never have been. I mean, it looks great when you got a cool car and you got nice clothes and you've done something that people admire. It's not where happiness comes from. Everybody walks around and they go like, why am I depressed? Well, it's because you're trying to be something for the world. And as soon as you let that go, better things happen.
And I wondered, who is it that's aware that I'm thinking? And suddenly, I was thrown into this amazing feeling of freedom. I was no longer a fragment of the universe. I was the universe.
Depression only happens when you're playing a character. So when I tried to go back and play Jim Carrey, I got depressed. You're going to have to either let that creation go and take a chance on being loved or hated, or you're going to have to kill who you really are and fall into your grave grasping onto a character that you never were. My father was not only the funniest man in the room, but he was a fantastic saxophone player. And before I was born, he had an orchestra in Toronto. But, you know, in order to be something special, you had to leave Canada and come down to the States and prove yourself in the States. He was a little bit afraid of that transition, and also he had a family to take care of, so he became an accountant. And as time wore on, it wore him down. And he got a little bit bitter, especially when he lost his job when he was 51. That really broke him. Not only was he compromising to raise a family, but when you compromise and you fail, it really hurts. it hurts even more than failing at what you love.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
I would visualize things coming to me that I wanted or whatever. At that time, all it really was for me was making me feel better. I would drive home and think, well, I do have these things, and they're out there. I just don't have a hold of them yet, but they're out there.
But it's important, especially for me, I would never show up anywhere if I didn't understand that everyone was broken in some way. Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create. We are the light that shines through